Listener Production.
Hi, it's Angeline Lowther with your local news briefing. Police are urgently appealing for the public's help in locating a woman missing from Yarangan. Nikita Threadgate was last seen at Damon Park at around 7 p.m. last night. It's believed she may be travelling near or along beaches in the area. Police and family hold concerns for her welfare as she has an ongoing medical condition. Nikita is 170 centimetres tall, Caucasian in appearance with brown hair and a slim build. Anyone with information on her whereabouts should contact police immediately. A day of heavy rain is expected across the Wide Bay today, bringing the chance of storms as well. Both Bundy and the Fraser Coast could see up to 80 mils in the gauge. QPS's Senior Sergeant Ewan Finlater says we need to be driving to the conditions.
Some of our drivers who, I don't know, they have the rain gets in their brains or something, and they tend to push a bit harder rather than slowing down. So it's not uncommon to see those nose-to-tail crashes at lights, and particularly in the heavy traffic areas.
Fraser Coast Regional Council will analyse feedback received from locals on a proposal to allow people to live in a caravan on a yard for up to 6 months. Councillor Jade Wellings said the change is aimed at allowing people to help family and friends who can't find rental accommodation. Council will now analyse responses for a report to be presented to the January or February council meeting. Updating sport for you now, and Hockey Queensland has announced some team lists for 2023. A number of locals have been selected in the Open men's, under-21 men's and under-13 girls indoor squads. Two Maryborough products made the Open men's, while three Wide Bay boys have been selected in the under-21s team. And four Wide Bay girls were also recently named in the under-13 girls indoor squads.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free, and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.